Hello, and welcome to The Valley. Today, I am your host, Janet Michael. It is Lorae Page Day, so I'm back on the Zooms with Gina Hilliard. She is president at the Lorae Page Chamber of Commerce. Gina, we are recording on a rainy Tuesday afternoon. Well, I think it's more than a little appropriate, though, that your guest is Crystal Smith, and that the name of her business is Crystal Clear Business Strategies, because when you're knee deep in the middle of all this rain, that's what you want, is crystal clear skies.
Exactly.
How you like that for a segue, Crystal? Was that good?
That you are good at this, Janet. This is definitely your gift. And there wasn't even a ba-dum-bump there in the end.
I was excited when I saw that you were going to be Gina's guest, because you and I, of course, go back years and years, but we haven't talked in quite some time. So I'm glad that you're here to give a refresher on all of the things that you have available for business owners, whether they're small or large, to learn.
Thanks for having me. I'm honored that you guys would take your time and spend some time with me today, and just excited to catch up and finally meet you, Regina.
I hear great things about you and your business, and I'm honored to have you on today.
Crystal, for someone who isn't familiar with Crystal Clear Business Strategies, can you give me the 40,000 foot level of what it is that you provide?
Yeah. So many years ago, I worked in the commercial lending world. So I worked with small businesses. I've worked with small businesses my whole life. And when I say small businesses, it could be a startup to 20 million. And what I found was that a lot of my clients work with business consultants, which are amazing, and we need them. But what I found was the business consultant would come in and say, here's all the ways you increase profitability, increase efficiency, scale your business. And they would give you this roadmap of how to make these improvements in your business. The missing piece was kind of the how-to, right? It's like, here's your book, here's your instruction manual, but there's no clear direction of how to implement these things, right? Overall, yes, increase profitability 10%. How do we do that? So I had that experience. And then the other thing that I found in working with small business owners is they are some of the most remarkable, resilient, flexible, adaptive, passionate, compassionate people I've ever met. I worked with a business owner that was in business 9 years and had never taken a paycheck for themselves. As a matter of fact, they had dipped into their 401k every year for 9 years because they were passionate about what they did, because they wanted to serve other people above themselves. They ran a not profitable business for 9 years in a row. And so they're also typically great at a craft, right? I'm a great electrician. My dream is to have a coffee shop, but the business side of it, maybe not so much. And that's okay, because if we had to be good at business before we started business, we probably wouldn't have small business. Typically people start small business either because A, they're passionate about something, I've always wanted to, right? Or they work for a company. I'll give you an example. I worked with a plumbing company and they were like, our company's charging $250 an hour, but we're only getting paid 40. We can start our own company and make more money and have more freedom. They quickly found themselves very in debt and working 80 hours a week. So this is a long-winded answer to what we do. But really what we do is we work directly with business owners to increase efficiency, to increase profitability. Ultimately, what we love to do is take those businesses and from those businesses, really build legacies and create generational wealth on a high level. How we do that is we meet with the business owner and we talk specifically about what it is that business owner wants their life to look like. Because I can tell you, hey, your dental office, your dental chair should be turning $2,500 an hour, and this is how you do it. And that's great. You'll have more money. You'll be more profitable. You'll be able to grow. But really what we want to look at is, where do you want your life to be? Because the way we build the business is going to be designed to give you the life that you want. So I have some business owners that go, I'm getting tired. I want to be able to sell this thing. So immediately we have to go in and systematize and create profitability and show value and be able to sell it. And I've done that about 10 times. I have other business owners that say things like, I want to move to St. John in 9 years. Great. Takes a little more math. So now we have to figure out cost of living there and build in inflations and build in, I call them the rewirement model, because I don't like retirement. It sounds a little fuddy-duddy to me. So I'd rather rewire my brain and my business. So we were able to do that in about 4 years. The goal was 9. When we work with businesses, we're not going to come in and consult and say, here's all the things that are broken. Here's how you fix it and become more profitable. We're going to start with, hey, what does this look like? Are we building a business that we're going to sell? Is it something maybe the generations will take on? Are we hiring CEOs, CFOs, COOs to run the business so you can jet set and meet with them once a month and get the high level state of the union? And then from there, we sit down and we build a plan on how to get there. Growing the business is just part of how to get there. Working on becoming more efficient, scaling, hiring, automation. So that's what we do in a very long-winded answer. And we love it. Can you tell I love it? I just love it.
What I have learned from you over the years is that the foundation of everything that you do for these small businesses starts with teaching them. It's not you just coming in and giving them, here's your step one, step two, step three. Let me know how that works out. You're also explaining why they need to do it this way. You're listening to them when they say, that's not going to work for me, and figuring out, okay, then let's figure out what will work for you, because you have to do this step. You just may not have to do this step this way. So a lot of it is education.
There is a huge education piece to it. And what I've also found is that sometimes we just don't know what we don't know, we need to know. The other thing that I love about what we do is there is an education piece to it, but we're going to educate you on how to do the thing and then duplicate the thing, if that makes sense. So once you learn that piece of business, you can duplicate it throughout your business. And that's another reason I don't tend to just answer the questions. I might know the answer, right, as the coach, but I want you to be able to get there, to be able to think through that process. So when you have a similar challenge like that in the future, you're able to think in that business owner mindset, which is very different than a lot of startup businesses. When they start up, they really just buy themselves a job. If I do this thing or sell this widget and I work X amount of hours every day, I will get a paycheck. But having that business owner and entrepreneurial mindset is a vital role to being able to grow and scale the business to the point where it can continue to run and grow without you, which is our ultimate goal. Is that to have a business, and that's what we define a business as, right? A commercial, profitable enterprise that continues to run and grow without you. So a lot of it is that education, but it's teaching them not just the thing or how to do the thing or the way to do it, but to think like a business owner and to be able to think in terms of growth and scale and profitability and what they're building in the long term.
And so much of it too is even accountability. When you talk about a small business owner, I mean, they're in over their heads practically from day one. And they go to a seminar, or they read an article online, or they do these things, and all of a sudden they're pumped and they've got these great ideas. And then the next morning they're back in their office, they're in their factory, they're out working on plumbing in somebody's house. And all of those things that they were so excited about have gone by the wayside. They always put those things off. That's what. But you're also a huge valuable resource for.
People perform, according to statistics, 98% better if they have an accountability partner. So, listen, if you're a business owner and maybe you don't have in the budget to bring on a coach, just get a friend who's great at meeting with you every week and holding you accountable. That in of itself is probably 50% of the battle, because you're right, Janet, they get caught in the weeds. And the other thing that happens is someone says, oh, well, I need to create ClickFunnels and have a workflow process and do all these things. And then they're overwhelmed and they just don't know where to start. But if you can work with somebody that can say, yeah, this is where we're going to go, and let's build out a step-by-step plan. And step one is this, and this week you're going to do this, and the following week we're here. And you can break it down for them into those kind of achievable bite-sized steps. They can begin to see that it is doable. It's not so overwhelming. They know where to start. I think a lot of business owners just don't know where to start on a lot of things, right? I want to hire somebody, but where do I start? Do I just hire them and then hope that that'll make me more money? Or do I need a job description first? So I start with a recruiting company. They just don't know where to start. So even that clarity, but on bump in that direction, it's a game changer for small business owners. And to have somebody that you know that you're meeting with week over week that has your best interest in mind and has the foresight to see more futuristic for your company and isn't in the daily weeds of it. I can tell you that all of our clients say that's one of the most valuable things, the things that I didn't know that I needed to know and track and test and measure and prove. And then having somebody who's A, going to hold me accountable every week. You got cash flow projections? Let me see. There's no getting away with it. And having somebody on that level that they can talk to about the future of their business or the challenge in their business. When I was a commercial lender for all those years, people would come in and say, oh, we need a loan for X, right? We're merging, we're buying a new property, and everything's great. Here you go. And here's all of our financials. And then look in the financials, you're like, why did your payroll go up 330%? And the business owner would be like, what? I don't know. Oh, well, you got a little bit of embezzling going on here, but everything's great. And what I found as a coach is that that's kind of transitioned over the last 10, 12 years that I've been coaching. It's so interesting. When I first got into the business coaching world, people didn't really know what business coaching was. They'd say, oh, you're a consultant. No, I'm going to find all that stuff, but then I'm going to work with you and help you improve and grow and scale. Then it moved into this odd kind of when people hired a business coach, they would introduce me and say, this is my business coach, and like hand over their eyebrow, like I needed help. Now it's almost become the expectation, like to hire a CPA, you need an insurance advisor, you need a banker, you need those tools and those strategic partnerships in your business. And so now it's like people are excited to go, hey, this is my business coach. And they go, oh, you have a business coach? It was that person, and I'm trying to be vague for confidentiality reasons, but that person at their kitchen table with a couple friends on payroll, and now they're a $14 million company, and you see that person probably twice a year, and you get to work with their CFO and COO. There's nothing quite like that for me. I'm definitely in the right role.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about specifics. You were telling Gina and I before we started recording that you have a new C-suite program that you're about to roll out. I know that you're going to be doing a lunch and learn for Gina at the Luray Chamber in late June. Can we talk a little bit about those things in the next segment?
I would love to.
We are on the Zooms today for Luray Page Day. That means we are chatting with Gina Hilliard. She is president of the Luray Page Chamber of Commerce. Her guest today is Crystal Smith with Crystal Clear Business Strategies. We're going to come back and talk more with both of them in just a couple of minutes.
Don't let a cringy DJ ruin your wedding day. Celebrate confidently instead with Summit Events Co., the premier entertainment company in the Shenandoah Valley. Summit Events is serving 200 couples a year with five-star reviewed DJs, photo booths, 360 booths, live music, and more. You can celebrate confidently with Ben Savory, Summit Events founder and chief party officer, who was just named the Top of Virginia Entrepreneur of the Year. Don't risk your wedding. Book a professional at summiteventsco.com. That's summiteventsco.com and on Instagram at Summit Events Co.
Welcome back to the Valley today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are on the Zooms today with Gina Hilliard. She is president at the Luray Page Chamber of Commerce. Joining Gina is Crystal Smith. She owns, she runs, she manages, she maintains, she does all of the things for Crystal Clear Business Strategies. We talked in the first segment a little bit, Crystal, about what that looks like from a business owner perspective to have access to a business coach that is going to teach them things, give them access to resources, hold them accountable so that they can see that business. I think the example that you gave before we went to break is somebody who just has themselves and a couple of friends around a kitchen table that now is at a $14 million business. I think most people that start a small business, that's part of their goal, that they want to get to something that has multiple commas. So that's always a good thing. You were telling Gina and I before we started recording, though, that you were about to roll out a new program for C-suite executives. And how many small business owners think of themselves as C-suite executives? Do they even know what that term means?
That's a good question, Janet. Often, small business owners, when they start, they are the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the marketer, the salesperson, the widget maker. They are the everything. And slowly, we begin to grow and expand and pass those hats on, as I like to say. Interestingly enough, the majority of business owners that I talk to say, I would like to just get to the CEO level. In my mind, I'm pie in the sky. I'm like, what does that look like? You still have a job. Not that we have to work everybody out of a job and that the business has to run and grow without you. That's not everybody's goal and dream. Some people want to be at that level. But it's interesting. Like, I just had a little epiphany. It's interesting that a lot of my clients, when they start, they go, I just want to get to that presidential level where I'm really running the business. Right now, it's kind of running me, and I'm wearing several hats, and we're pretty profitable, but I'm still working like 50 hours a week. But they do say that to me now that you say that a lot, that I want to operate at that level. Now, if they really recognize what that level means, I've had them, a lot of them also say, I don't really know what a CEO does. But I know that if I can get to that level, my business should be running itself.
I think the only examples that we have are the big guys. You hear Bill Gates, you hear
Right.
about the CEO of oil companies and the CEO of energy companies, and nobody really does know what they do. When I see them on House Hunters, oh, I'm the CEO of this, I'm like, I don't know what that means exactly.
What does
But
that
for
mean?
you, I guess you're buying a $1 million house tonight.
Right. That's what that means. Right. And I think it's exactly what we see on media that we think that's what the CEO lifestyle is. And maybe that's the connection business owners make and say, I want to be that. But again, we don't know what that entails. We flesh that out and talk about what that really entails and what that looks like in their business. And then we just build a plan to get there and grow and scale, whether it's through automation or whether it's through hiring people. That's one of the first steps to get some of those hats off of them so they can move into that higher level and begin to work on the business instead of being in it every day, to where they can look at market share and growth opportunities and ways to scale the business and look at profitability. That's that CEO, CFO world.
So this program really is great because you don't have to already be there. You can just want to be there, and this is what you're going to be able to walk them through. Here's where you are now. Here's where you want to be. So let's figure that out for this specific thing. It's not necessarily the whole business in general. It's where do you want your place in this business to be?
So in business coaching, right, we tend to move the business owner into at least CEO, CFO, president role, step one, right? We get them there. Then we can replace them with other CEOs and CFO. C-suite is designed, we have two levels. So we have the up to $1 million level. These are business owners that are still the business owner. They're still active in the business, but they're operating more at that high level. They're looking at market share. They're looking at different industry trends. They might be looking at different software that can increase the efficiency of their business. So they are already operating at that level. C-suite is really, it will be a cohort, if you will, of two groups. Our first group is up to 5 million, and this group will meet monthly. We'll do a couple things. One, we'll have a member voted topic, meaning at the end of every meeting, our C-level executives will say, here's a subject we want to learn about. It might be AI. It might be market share demands in this market for their industry. So we'll take that vote. We go out and collectively find a speaker for them. So we bring in a speaker. And then each month, a person will be in what we're calling the launch pad. So a CEO will get up and say, hey, here's my challenge right now. I'm having a hard time retaining employees. This is my business. This is what we do. Here's our pay scale. Here's the benefits. Here's what our leaders do. And then, as a group of these high level and high thinking executives, they will collaborate them to help them have breakthrough and provide solutions, right? So it's not just, hey, I've been thinking about this. It is a focused intention on getting breakthrough and getting growth and getting the collaborative expertise of the other high level executives in the group. So, in crystal clear business for our clients, every quarter we get together and there's always a collaborative part to it. We'll give them a topic and they collaborate, or we have them share a challenge and they collaborate. I don't know if we can measure the power that comes from that collaboration. In C-suite, we may have an executive who's 27 years old. We may have one that is 64. That combination of experience and understanding technology and current workforce, there's power in having that expertise and that collaboration together. So C-suite will be a group. There's an application process. There is also a non-disclosure that all of our members will have to sign because it is a confidence space where high-level, C-level executives come to collaborate to generate breakthroughs on challenges they have in their role, in their business, with their team. Maybe they want to talk about how they capitalize on emerging trends, and then to do that collectively in a group in a safe and confidential space. And so the reason we are forging forward with C-suite is because I work with a lot of C-level executives and I hear it all the time. I don't have a place where I can go to talk to other high-level executives about this. One, where are they? And two, some people don't want to put their business out there, right? So if we can create a space where we have non-disclosures and we are more than willing to uphold them, there is an application process. It's member voted in only. So if you want to be a member of C-suite, there's an application. The members collectively will review the application. We ask for letters of recommendation. This isn't a networking group or a referral group. This is a collaborative group of high-level executives that come together to collectively collaborate for growth and scale, either in the role or in their business. And then the second level of C-suite is that 10 million and up, because we know that businesses under 5 million and businesses over 10 million tend to have different challenges, and it takes different levels of expertise to run those. So we actually have two groups We launch our first one May 16th for the under 5 million, and then 10 million and above is Friday, May 30th. And then we'll meet monthly going forward. So we're super excited. There's such a need in this area.
That's something too people don't fully realize or appreciate is the scale of businesses to get to that level that we have here in the Shenandoah Valley. I think so often we think about these micro businesses, the mom and pops. This is not necessarily who we're talking about, but everybody has that ability to get to that level. And a lot of people are almost there or are already there. And we don't even know they exist as consumers and residents.
Absolutely. I work with a company that has 180-ish employees and they're all virtual. So they don't have a brick and mortar location and they don't take customers and they don't sell products. It's a service-based industry. They're a very large company established right in Front Royal. There are a lot of companies that we may not be aware of because maybe we don't need their service or their product or their widget, but they're here and they don't know each other. That's the other big challenge is, you know, I've had CEOs say, who are the other CEOs in the area? I'm like, there's a little thing called LinkedIn. Like,
you know, maybe you've heard of it.
Find that out. But to take that step and have that trust in that other C-level executive that I'm going to come to you and say, hey, we just lost 43 people last week because whatever, we had to cut benefits or we had to do a layoff, and put that out in the community and risk that conversation or being exposed, it doesn't happen. But if we can give them a strong non-disclosure and everyone there is committed to maintaining that privacy and that confidentiality, now that opens up a whole nother level of being able to collaborate and really talk through the challenges and not be so high level and evasive, right? Because that's when we get to real growth, is when we can just be real, put it out there, let's say what's going on, and let's be able to work through it. And to have all those people, we typically are going to have about 8 to 10 in a group. They're going to be small collective groups, very relationship oriented. We ask everybody in the group to also be open to mentoring. So if someone in the group goes, hey, I have this challenge and I know you are really good at it, I heard you talking about it, would you be willing to talk with me and maybe meet with me a couple of times to walk me through it and help me? So not only is it a collective, collaborative, high level executive, private, confidential place where you can work through those things, it's also the ability to connect with other people who are on that level and might have an expertise that you don't. And they can then mentor you through overcoming that challenge on a one-on-one basis. I'm so excited about it. I know I say I'm excited about everything.
That's why you do what you do.
That's why I do what I do.
You're going to be doing a lunch and learn for the Luray Page Chamber on the 26th of June for any small business owner to attend to maybe give them some insight or open their eyes a little bit about their business in particular.
I should have named this lunch and learn gold, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be giving you gold. This is something that I work with in all of our businesses. And I don't care if you're a mom and pop startup to a multi-million dollar company. There are certain key performance indicators in a business that drive profitability, that drive efficiency, that drive customer satisfaction. And that's what we're going to talk about on this Lunch and Learn. It's the 7 key performance indicators that drive a profitable business. What I find, again, Janet, like we said earlier, business owners a lot of times are in the weeds. And sometimes what we think is the solution really isn't the solution. Or sometimes we think there's the big answer, right? And I'm a firm believer that there's not the key to success, right? It is the combination. It is one click left, one click right, another 2 clicks left. And so these 7, I'll say KPIs, so I don't have to keep saying key performance indicators, are those 1 click left, 2 click right. Not only are we going to talk about those that day, I'm going to show you how to track, test, measure, and improve them. I have about 3 free guides on how to increase leads, how to increase your average dollar sale. I'm going to be giving them all for free. I'm going to bring a copy of my latest book, Business 101, 101 Things You Can Do to Immediately Improve Your Business. That's what this Lunch and Learn is going to be about. It's about those KPIs, those key performance indicators, those little changes that we make in business that can increase profitability. And ultimately, it really can help you grow and scale your business. Because let's face it, unless we're profitable, we're not going to be able to grow and scale and reinvest in the business to grow and scale. So yeah, it is an eye-opening day for everyone who has attended. And again, if you're a startup business, join us and start tracking, testing, measuring, and making these improvements in the very beginning. If you're already in business, join us then too, because my guess is if you're already in business, you're tracking these things, but you're not quite sure on which area you need to make an increase in. or even where to begin to do that. So it's going to be a great day. And it's what, June 26th?
Gina, where do people go get more information and to register for this Lunch and Learn on the 26th?
So we'll have all the information on our website. We'll create a Facebook event page for it. But all they have to do is either call the office at 540-743-3915 and register, or they can shoot me an email at events@larepage.com to register.
And then you've got a whole list of all the other things. The Chamber, you're always busy. Spring and summer tend to get a little out of hand.
May was a very busy month. We had lots and lots of ribbon cuttings and events, and June is no different. So I've got two more events in May that are happening. I have a Women in Business, and it's going to be a fun activity. If you are in the mood just to kick back and relax, it is beer and pizza and bowling. So we'll be in the town of Shenandoah enjoying some wonderful people. Pizza by Mama Mia's and bowling at Tebow Lanes and just having some beer or sodas or anything like that. And that is taking place on Wednesday, May the 21st from 5:30 to 7:30. And then we have a ribbon cutting on May the 22nd with PHI Cares. They've been in the community for a very long time, but they've just recently joined the Chamber and they wanted to do an official ribbon cutting. And we want to welcome them to the Chamber community. And then they are also offering memberships, and there is a special code with the Chamber as well if you wanted to be able to get a discount with that. And then we have several ribbon cuttings coming up again in June, right around the corner as well. So several events, but the best way to find out all of our events, not just the Chamber events, but any of our community members events. So if there's anything that Crystal's that doing that with all of her classes that she has coming up and lessons, is our website. So if just go to our events calendar on our website and you'll see all of the events that are happening for community members and the Chamber. Follow us on Facebook. We're always sharing any information on our Facebook page, or just call and contact the office, and the staff is very versed in what's going on and they'll be happy to share. And if they don't know the answer right then and there, they can look it up very quickly and share you the information.
And it's not too late for me to book a flight to Greece to get in on your trip or get a ticket for annual banquet.
It is not. So you've got about a month and a half left before the deadline for the Greece trip. So the deadline is the end of June. So a little bit more time. If you're still on that fence, it is a great opportunity. It is all inclusive. Your flight, your hotel, your attractions, your bus transportation, your English translator, everything. It's all inclusive. Majority of your meals as well. Not all of them, but majority of them are all included in a great package. And you just get to go and enjoy the wonderful country of Greece and just soak it all in and be able to go with some other folks here in Page County as well as Shenandoah County. And then as far as the annual banquet, that is taking place here in just a few weeks. We're wrapping up on that as well, coming down to the wire. But on Thursday, June the 12th, that is always a great time. We always sell out, but we do have a few tickets left. That is on Thursday, June the 12th, and that is taking place at Stover Hall. So we're excited. It has a Western kind of cowboy chic theme to it. And so if you are wanting to come out and enjoy a great banquet, wonderful food catered by Hank's Catering and Grilling, they are going to be catering the food. It'll be an open bar, wonderful silent auction prizes if you want to bid on that. And then we'll have awards that'll be given out that evening to some amazing businesses in the community.
The annual banquets are always fun.
They are. It's our 99th. So I'm excited about this one. And then next year is our big 100th. I can't believe it's 100 years for the Chamber.
It seems insane, but that means you got to go way over the top.
We do. So I'm excited. I'm excited for all of them every year. But next year, yeah, I'm really excited.
Crystal, if somebody wants to reach out to you or get more information about the services that you provide, where is the best first place for them to go?
Stop by the website. We have lots of free resources, free videos, books, tools, templates, and it's crystalclearbusiness.com. Now listen, it's C-R-Y-S-T-E-L, clearbusiness.com. If you type the A, I am not accountable or responsible for what website comes up. It's C-R-Y-S-T-E-L, clearbusiness.com. Yeah, there's lots of ways to contact us on there. Contact form, schedule a complimentary coaching session. We love to just brainstorm with business owners. We do free sessions all the time. Just let us work through a challenge with you or help you capitalize on an opportunity. There is the contact form. Our phone number is on there. Feel free to shoot us a text. Give us a call.
Thank you for taking some time to chat with me today.
Oh, I'm honored. It was so good to see you again. It was so nice to see you, Regina.
It was nice to officially meet you face to face, and I look forward to working with you.
That's what we do here on the Valley today, is we bring people together.
That's your new slogan.
Yeah, that should be my new slogan.
It really should be.
I will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of The Valley Today, a few minutes after noon. So meet me here then.